Hey, Sister Amen. Mm-hmm. I have a question for you.
Okay.
Did we have a challenging day today?
Yeah, kind of, yeah.
Yeah, we did. Hey, hope everybody's doing well. Thanks for listening in. It is time for our audio edification. Why, Sister Amen, do we do these?
So we can edify people.
That's
and
why.
The way we do it here on this particular instance is audio.
Yeah, amen. We spent time at a car repair place today, and let me just say, don't count on man's promises. You can count on God's promises. Don't count on man's promises.
Mm-hmm.
Guy promised to get to my van, and it turns out he wasn't going to be able to get to it. So trying to figure out something else, some other way that I can do this repair. It's drivable, but I want to replace a part that needs replacing. So just another part of the challenge in van life, right, Sister Amen?
Yeah, even though we waited and waited for
yeah.
a while there, we redeemed the time.
Yeah, we did. We redeemed the time. We worked on things. And then I turned into a wrong car place. We went to four car places today. The third one we went to was the wrong one we pulled into. And two guys are standing there covered with tattoos. And the guy's like, hey, how can I help you? And I'm like, I'm here to ask you about my car. And he's like, we don't do that kind of work. And I'm like, you don't. They told me down the street. He goes, no, we don't do that kind of work. He goes, I think you want the place right down the street. One was called Elite, another one was called Alert, car auto
yeah.
repair place. So we had the wrong place. But I whipped out two gospel cards, and I said, while I'm here, and I gave them each a gospel card, and what was their response to Sir Robin?
They were, like, really good-natured about
yeah.
it. They were thankful.
They were like, oh, thanks a lot. Maybe you were meant to be here. And they were reading them, and I told them I
yeah.
travel, and I preach that. So that turned out pretty good. So, yeah, I'm working on that still, but not a big deal. That's part of van life. And
mm-hmm.
then we traveled down the road and we arrived and we set up in a marketplace and I got a testing of a false NAR religious body up that a man I met out street preaching told me about. And we started talking to him. So I promised him a testing of that and we put that up. And that is it going to be up at the top link today?
It will be.
Yep. Awesome. Awesome. That'll be up there. What's on your mind today, Sister Amen?
Well, us sisters did an audio.
Nice.
Sharing scriptures on the words pure, God's mercy, and knowledge.
Nice.
So that'll be at the top, and it's also in the women's area, too, and the Ecclesia page.
Yep, that's awesome.
So, mm-hmm.
We got more and more offerings going in there.
Yeah, right. Amen.
Yeah.
What
else is on your mind?
What did I make you for dinner?
What did you make me for dinner? Help me understand. Oh, a tuna melt.
No, that was lunch. I made potato salad for dinner.
Oh, potato salad. That's right. Tuna melt was for lunch.
Yeah, I'm
potato
just
salad.
A, yeah, Titus too. It's funny because I always forget to make potato salad.
It was really
so
good.
Easy.
Well,
yeah.
You got an egg cooker, and you can make baked potatoes real easy.
Yeah. So yesterday when we were at the park, we talked about I got a lot of Titus 2 things done. One was boiling some eggs, and I also microwaved up a handful of potatoes, and then I cut them in half and put them in front of the fan to cool them off, and I can throw them in the cooler. So then, like, 30 seconds, you can have half a baked potato with something thrown on the top or on the side, or chop it up into other things. So
nice.
Just sharing a little van life.
Yeah, it was delicious.
Titus too, yeah.
Thank you for that.
Uh-huh.
Today, we had a young saint had kind of a interesting thing happen to him. This doesn't happen every day. He moved far from home, and a worldly false religious family member showed up to come and seek him out to try to get a piece of flesh of this young man. And guess what the young man got to do? He got to tell him some hard truth, didn't he, Sister Amen?
Yes, he did.
Yep, and he rebuked him in the end, and he left him. And so, yeah, he gave him godly love, but the Bible says rebuke is godly.
Yeah, it is.
And a wise man wants it.
Yeah, of course, yeah.
This family member didn't want it, but that's okay. The young man did do it.
Mm-hmm.
So well done for this young saint. He
Amen.
He learned some things he should do different, but on the way through it all, he also learned how to stand up for the truth of God and send somebody off that does not want the truth, is trampling the truth of God. So we talked about how you got to have some righteous anger, how you got to wield the Hebrews 4:12 sword, and how you got to cut people so that they can see their need lest they die in their sins and perish and you never told them the truth.
Right. We had to go through it all too.
Yeah.
Yeah, and we always learn lessons, no matter who or what or how old we are. We're always learning lessons from things.
Yeah, amen, amen.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it was awesome. So he did a good job, and the truth was upheld.
Mm-hmm.
Titus 2:14-15, who gave himself for us that he might redeem us from all iniquity and purify unto himself a peculiar people, zealous for good works. These things speak and exhort and rebuke with all authority. Let no man despise thee. So that's what that young saint had to do today.
Mm-hmm.
And he did it.
Good job.
Yeah, amen.
He did a good job.
What else, Sister Amen?
Well, we're parked in one of the spots that we really appreciate being able to park at. It has a big pond, and it's got ducks. And so I was just kind of looking out the door being thankful, and I thought, hey, this could be some sharing I could do on the audio. So
yeah.
I was looking out the door, and I was thinking about these specific words, and I looked up scripture verses. So I'm going to go through and say the word, and then I'll read the scripture verse.
Oh, that'd be cool.
You ready?
I'm ready.
Door.
John 10:7-9.
Then said Jesus unto them again, verily, verily, I say unto you, I am the door of the sheep. All that ever came before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not hear them. I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved, and shall go in and out and find pasture.
Nice.
Water.
Yep, I'd say we're by a small lake.
Yeah. Revelation 22:17. And the Spirit and the Bride say, come. And let him that heareth say, come. And let him that is athirst, come. And whosoever will, let him take the water of life freely.
Amen, amen.
And then shine, because I see the street light shining in the water.
And the moon, too, kind of.
I'll get to that.
Okay.
Matthew 13:43. Then shall the righteous shine forth as the sun in the kingdom of their Father. Who hath ears to hear, let him hear. And there's trees, Revelation 22:14.
Beautiful trees.
Mm-hmm. Blessed are they that do his commandments, that they might have the right to the tree of life, and may enter in through the gates into the city. And there's grass, 1 Peter 1:24-25. For all flesh is of grass, and all the glory of man as the flower of grass. The grass withereth, and the flower thereof falleth away, but the word of the Lord endureth forever. And this is the word by which the gospel is preached unto you. And here's the moon.
All right.
Revelation 21:23, and the city had no need of the sun, neither of the moon, to shine in it, for the glory of God did lighten it, and the Lamb is the light thereof.
Amen.
And then there's ducks, or fowl, as the word would say.
Yep.
They're up in that tree that we just
talked
about.
Yeah, they're roosting
about.
Up in the tree.
Yeah, it's awesome. Behold the fowls of the air, for they sow not, neither do they reap, nor gather into barns, yet your heavenly Father feedeth them. Are ye not much better than they? And I got three more. It's night.
Oh, yeah.
John 9:4, I must work the works of him that sent me while it is day. The night cometh when no man can work. And I see the light, we were just talking about it, shining on
right there.
John 9:5, as long as I am in the world, I am the light of the world. And then I'm going to end it here, because we could be here all night if I keep going, with the word peace, even though we can hear the highway.
Yeah.
It doesn't mean quiet. Peace doesn't always
mean
quiet.
No, peace doesn't mean quiet.
John 14:27, peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you. Not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid.
Nice. I like that. You kind of painted a picture using scripture.
Uh-huh.
That was awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a beautiful little setting we have.
It is.
Maybe you could post a picture of that up at the top of our...
How about better yet? I made a video.
A video. That'd be even better. Yeah. Tonight, I wanted to share this. I get these, and I like to share them every once in a while. So I got a text and an email, and then ended up having a phone call with a man that Sister Emmett and I met out street preaching. This is glorious whenever this happens, and it does happen, and I like to share them every once in a while to encourage people. We were street preaching at a gospel event, and we met this man. He actually came up and defended me with some mockers that were there, and then he stood and he listened for the longest time, and I was really hopeful that I would hear from him. Let this be an encouragement to you, street preachers. So I was hoping I'd hear from this man, and I never did. And I thought, well, I guess our job was done. I didn't hear from him. But he really was like a sponge. He received the word of God. He definitely was a listener. And today, or I should say recently, I got text and email. He wanted to talk. And so we connected on the phone. He saved my gospel card, had it in his wallet. And it's kind of a sad situation. He lost his best friend to a car accident. The only person he was close to, he said. And he said, I lost him. 29 years old, the man was killed in a car accident. And it's causing this man to question life, question his own mortality. And so he said, I remembered all the things you said at this false gospel festival. He sees through man-made religion. So I thought it was pretty awesome. I thought I would encourage everybody that street preaching works for those that have ears to hear, mm-hmm. eyes to see. Him and I had a great talk, and he's counting the cost. And so he wants to be doing some Bible study with us. And he said his wife might be a seeker as well. And so I just want to encourage everybody that when you go out in the streets and you witness and you preach, you don't always know and you don't always see what it's doing. But guess what? God's working behind the scenes. What do you think of that, Sister Emmy?
Well, I want to do maybe a little backstory on that preach we did.
Oh, yeah.
It was kind of an unusual one in an area that we don't normally go. We
kind
of went out of our way, headed somewhere else.
Yep.
And so now look what happened. By the glory and power of God, he set that all up. That's pretty amazing.
Yeah, this man got truth and encouragement that he needed to hear
before
he really needed to hear it. So we were there like in July.
Yeah.
His best friend dies, I guess, in September.
Yeah.
And the seeds of truth were planted in him and there for him when he needed it. And now he's seeking it out.
Yeah, let that be encouragement. God's word is going to do what it does,
and
he'll make it useful.
Yeah, amen,
yeah,
amen.
That's awesome.
And it's interesting, all the people that we street preach to, all the hundreds of people we talk to, I remembered this man.
Oh, yeah.
He emailed me and said, do you remember me? And I'm like, I think you're this guy.
We
he said,
right
that's
away.
Me.
Yeah.
And it was like, it's interesting how, sometimes people reach out and you go, wow, never thought that guy would reach out, but almost always it's somebody that we go, I was hoping he would. And you could tell he was a seeker. So the Spirit gives you discernment and you see people listening, talking, wanting more. And you think, wow, I hope they reach out. So, I just wanted to share that with you. So if you do street ministry, be encouraged. The word doesn't go out void. It does what it's going to do. People are being affected. Oh, and we got another email from another person that said, I'm listening. I watch everything everything you do is encouraging and teaching me, and he thanked us for what we do. So a lot of times doing gospel work can seem without like thank you. It's like a thankless job because you don't hear from people sometimes. You don't see it. But I know that God's working behind the scenes, and we're just supposed to be faithful.
Yeah.
As I told this man, we're not called to be successful gathering large numbers of people around us. We're called to be faithful and let God add to the body as he does.
Right. Us sisters were talking about how we're not God. We wouldn't even want that job. We just do ours, what he has us do, and he gets to worry about all the rest of that.
Yeah. Yeah, it was neat to see this man affected by the truth of God, and he remembered us, and he reached out. So I'm glorifying God. James 4:14. Whereas you know not what shall be on the morrow, for what is your life? It's even a vapor that appeareth for a little time, then vanish away. So this man, he's a young man. He's in his 30s. He sees the futility of life, and he wants more. So I praise God that God put us in his path that we can help him.
Mm-hmm, that's awesome.
And he has small children and stuff, too,
that he
would love to train up in the ways of the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
It's awesome.
Yeah, that is.
Street preaching works for those that have ears to hear.
Right.
Yeah. Amen, Sister Emma.
Kind of makes me think of counting the cost.
Counting the cost.
Yeah.
We talked about that today.
Yeah, we did. Because when we hear from people, oftentimes they're right at the point of counting the cost and seeing it. And so we hope people will press through, and we're here to help them.
Yep.
I was going to read Luke 14:28. For which of you intending to build a tower sitteth not down first and counteth the cost, whether he have sufficient to finish it? And I looked up the word counteth, and I thought this was interesting. It says, use pebbles in enumeration to compute, to count with pebbles, to decide by voting. I love how they say that. I mean, it's a pretty simple
making
thing.
Making a decision,
Right. And so within that same passage, Luke 14:31, it goes on and says, or what king going to make war against another king sitteth not down first and consulteth whether he be able with 10,000 to meet him that cometh against him with 20,000.
And so we do see a lot of people who sit down to count the cost and they never get back up.
Right. Yeah, they decide the cost is too high. But as my brother always says, you should consider the cost not to follow Christ. Cost you your soul.
Yep. And that goes with Luke 14:33. So likewise, whosoever he be of you that forsaketh not all that he hath, he cannot be my disciple.
Yeah, amen. Yeah, we talked about with this man on phone today, counting the cost, and he seems to understand that what's the point of holding on to everything here? Because you can't hold on to it anyway.
Yeah, exactly.
You're going to lose it all like his best friend.
Yep.
Gone at 29.
I hope the Lord helps him with strength to press on.
Yeah.
And we're here.
Amen, amen. anything else today, Sister Amen?
My ending scripture.
Awesome, go for it.
Okay. I can do that. It is Ephesians 3:17-19. Well, it's a few. That Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith, that ye, being rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend with all saints what is the breadth and length and depth and height, and to know the love of Christ, which passeth knowledge, that ye might be filled with all the fullness of God.
I love that. The fullness of God. I don't know how much more you could get full than having the fullness of God.
Right. Filled up to the brim and overflowing.
Yeah, with living water.
Yeah.
Yeah. Tomorrow we are in this town and not traveling. Other than I got to go and see if I can get this tool I need to fix my van. We'll see how that goes. The good news is if I get the right tool, Brother Zelos is going to need it for his van as well. So maybe we can use it on both vans. So we're hoping that I can make that happen. And then got to get ready. And we have a preach that we're going to on Saturday, if the Lord wills, close in the area where we are. So we're going to do that preach on Saturday, and we shall see what happens there. Go and shine the light. Tell the truth. It is their Christ Mass pagan holiday coming up. What, Monday, I think it is. And I think we may have an event for that on Sunday.
Yeah, maybe. Yep.
Like a candlelight type of thing.
Yeah, something in the evening or whatever, yeah. Mm,
Bible verse for candle lights on Christmas. There is no Christmas in the Bible, and there is no candles lit for worship or anything. Interesting how they combine all these things. Make things up as they go.
Invent new ways to sin. And
yeah, we'll show up to tell the truth and see how that goes.
Yeah, maybe there'll be a seeker in there. Somebody who's there not wanting to be and just got drugged there by somebody else.
Yep.
We see that a lot, don't we?
Could be, yeah, absolutely. Let's see, my scripture verse, Acts 17:27-28, that they should seek the Lord if haply they might feel after him and find him, though he be not far from every one of us. I like that. For in him we live and move and have our being, as certain also of our own poets have said, for we are also his offspring. I like that.
Yeah, that's pretty awesome.
So we live and have our being. I like that. Christ is our life. I like the part where it talks about let God be your portion.
Yeah, I like that too.
Yeah.
What a privilege to be able to do that.
All right. Anything else, Sister Amen?
Love for the saints, and hopefully everybody's striving on. We are.
Yep.
We're here to press.
We're striving on. We know saints that are striving on.
Yep.
We know seekers that are seeking.
We know God has saints out there we don't even know.
Yeah, amen.
That are striving on.
One day we'll all be together at that marriage supper of the Lamb.
Right. Amen.
All right, till then, go forth, seek the kingdom, find rest in him. Your life is but a vapor. Count on eternity. Christ made the narrow way.
He did.
Love y'all. And as we always say and mean,
may God be praised.
Yes, let him be praised on high.
Amen.
For all eternity. He is the Alpha and the Omega. I'm working through Revelation. I like when I read those verses on that.
Oh, yeah, me too.
The beginning and the end. Amen. Love y'all. God be praised.